Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 52. The great God chose to extend him herself into form, and that is indeed what happened. In order for humanity to learn its part in the grand plan, which is to reveal God's face and to extend God's love in the earth plane, a lot of unpleasantness has to be sorted through and a lot of lessons have to be learned. Although God declared and established the all good of creation, for a long time we determine things to be bad or good based on how we feel rather than on what is true or what could be learned. We don't appreciate the lessons and are thus upset because turned towards Set, the ego, which is not interested in learning God's will. We see problems rather than learning opportunities. We make a mental list of what was disturbing in the past and do all we can to come up with ways to hinder its recurrence. Someone can, in this moment, be offering me a gift, but I will refuse it because it reminds me of something I am trying to avoid. God says that it's all good, but identifying with the ego? I think it's not. It is time for me to accept that unless I am properly identified as the image and likeness of God, my thoughts don't mean anything.